What's up, world? I'm Bullwhip from the Iron Skillet Podcast, and on this week's episode, we got one of the realest up-and-coming artists out of VA, Luck, repping Family First. We sat down and talked to him about his story behind the music, the ups and downs of his come-up over the years, and his experience teaching a youth football team. All you need is one. I'm going to let Luck explain the importance of that quote. Let's get into it. Iron Skillet, back again, podcast. We still here. We still grinding.
Always.
And we bring in exclusive interviews, special guests. In the building tonight, one of the realest out there. I'm telling you. He just keeps it real, keeps it 100 all the time. Lil Luck is in the building.
Yeah, what's happening?
The homie repping Family First.
I'm at the Iron Skillet. What's going on, man?
So I wanna bring it back. I wanna get the context of where Luck became Luck.
Not to interrupt you. How can they get on it? On what's the? They gotta wait. You gotta wait, cause you just gotta stay on here with the live, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta wait for it. I'm gonna get you together though. When I was a youngin, my big cousin Black, he started calling me Luck, cause like we used to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was the one that got away.
Yeah. But I would take the back end though. You know what I'm saying?
Word,
like,
word.
like. You know what I mean? We got this little story where like we locked the keys in the car. We was at the go-go, and we was already smoking. We was young. And he was like, man, go home and get the keys. Worst mistake of my life, homes. And after that, he just called me Luck. And it just stuck. It stuck, homes. It stuck forever. Like, it ain't no made-up shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like a name I really was given. You know what I mean? Like, by somebody I consider my older brother.
So. All right, I hate to bring this up in this context, but you referenced Black, and I just heard in a song you said R.I.P.?
It's two different ones.
Okay.
My older cousin is Black the Don.
Mm-hmm.
That's my older cousin. That's who raised me. My older brother died the year I was born, so Black like 5 years older than me. My mother and his mother's sisters.
Gotcha.
Lil Black is my little cousin. He just passed away July 10th. And that's why we
Sorry
do this. That's
that,
why
bro.
I appreciate you. That's why we do that now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's, fingers twisted.
Yeah, with the L. It's like a K or LK or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like long live Lil Black.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He was from down Manassas. He
respect.
Shit, like I think 2 days after he passed away, he was supposed to be meeting up with Sony to get signed. He was only 17.
Man, so he was buzzing.
Talented.
Yeah. So he was in the music.
Yeah.
Rapping.
Yeah. They got a little thing going down there, him and some of my little cousins. And you know, situation kind of fucked up. I can cuss, right?
Yeah.
Situation kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And you know, his man did whatever with the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my cousin took the loss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it just was something that everybody it affected a lot of them little youngins down there, man. Like. When I went down there, it was crazy because I grew up in Manassas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I lived back and forth, you know what I'm saying? So I lived in Georgetown South. I lived in Coverstone, you know what I'm saying? There was a couple of the hoods down mm-hmm. there, you know what I mean? And to see what this little youngin' had at the age of 17, I'm like, damn, what about when he was 23?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
You see what
That's
I'm saying?
Crazy.
Like,
crazy to think about.
Yeah, bro. So, you know, I'm just keeping it funky for my cousin, man.
It's like a saying, the good die young always.
Yeah,
always
you know what I mean? And the crazy part about it is, like, he was so talented. You know what I'm saying? And he came up here to help with my daughter's birthday party in March. And him and my son came up here. They the same age. And so me and him, I got to talking about the music because I didn't know that he was fucking around.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Because that's my little cousin.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he like, yeah, man. You know, they all call me Poopy. So he like, yeah, Poopy, you know what I'm saying? man, what's up? We need to do some music together, man. I got the studio. I got the camera. I got the work. Whole time, I'm not thinking that he where he at.
Like he really right. elevated
You know
it.
What I'm saying? Yeah. And where I'm at, I don't toot my own horn. I got a little buzz, you know what I'm saying? But Shorty was right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we didn't get to make it happen. So I feel like my obligation is to make sure they don't forget him.
Facts.
You dig what I'm saying? So every time you see me, that's why I did it to you the other night.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We do that for family first, but now, you know what I'm saying? I kind of slowed down on that. You know what I mean? I represent my cousin, you know what I mean? Because that's family.
Right. Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah.
One of the first times I met Luck was at a show that we were both performing at, a Ruck event.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you which one.
Shout out Ruck a Ruck, man.
Yeah, shout out Ruck.
Shout out Ruck a Ruck.
He put on a lot of hip hop events out here and catered to a lot of artists in the area that otherwise didn't have a platform to take a stage.
Facts.
So shout out to him for that. And what I always liked about Luck's performances is his delivery is very straightforward. Like, you understand what he's saying, and he says it with emphasis and emotion. It's not just he's up there rapping. Like, you feel him rapping.
100%.
I figure, like, the trick, if I ain't get you to fuck with me, y'all gonna end up together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna be playing my shit.
She gonna hear it.
Who you listening to, bro?
Uh-huh.
That's how I got turned on to, like, Benny the Butcher.
Mm. Benny the Butcher is my dude. Bruh. That's my man.
I'm on Griselda. My big cousin Black turned me on. He's like, man, look, you uh-huh. got to listen to this dude called West Side Gun. He
That's
always
start.
Started his joint off like, hey, yo.
Uh-huh.
I click in. Now I'm turned on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it start with one. You dig what I'm saying? And look how we met. You know what I mean? Like, Ruck put me on a lot of shows, bro. Mm-hmm. A lot of shows, bro. And, like, Slim, he, you know, we had our up and down, you know what I mean? Because that come with the territory and the business, but it ain't no love lost. That's always my man, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if I ain't get one, bro, that's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all I need, bro. I just need one, you know what I'm saying? Because one in a, if you live in Winchester, for instance, and y'all may be together, but you live somewhere else, he done turned you on. So now when you go to wherever, mm-hmm. you going to bump in the store.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, so I just need one.
Yeah, for sure.
I just need one.
It's going to trickle down.
You dig? Butterfly effect, basically.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it, you mm-hmm. know, as a form of spreading the word.
Yeah.
One thing I think that's cool, before I forget it, is, like, when you say you just need one, that's also, like, I feel like I see you, we perform a lot together.
Facts.
I love performing. So if someone hits me up, and I don't got nothing going on, I'm probably coming, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, like, people will be like, oh, but that, why are you going out there? There's not going to be anyone out there, or you're getting paid for this or that. I'm like, no, but I always make fans. And I might be one person that's like, your set was fire. And then same thing. It's like, that's how it happens.
That's
it's like,
it
yo,
happens.
I saw this one girl, and
that's
then
it.
I saw this one dude, and he killed it. And you go on Snap. And this guy, oh, let me go check him out. You
yeah.
know? So I feel like that's important to, like, you know, not overlook those over opportunities. You could turn them into something else. You know what I mean?
That's why, like, I don't understand why some of these dudes, like, I don't call no names out of no sucker shit like that. But, like, some of these dudes think that they bigger than where they really is. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I understand you're supposed to toot your own horn and build mm-hmm. your brand cool. But, you know what I'm saying, my nigga, like, you still around here with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to turn down no hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, my people be like, man, the joint empty, bro. I'm like, so what?
Mm-hmm.
We here, you know what I mean? Like, so what, bro? I need one.
Do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Get it over with.
I need one.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And the one, no disrespect, he might look like Trav. Mm-hmm. And whole time, this nigga's plugged.
Yeah. yeah.
Trav is the man, because a lot, like, I watch a lot of YouTube videos, bro. A lot of people who really be in the studio or, like, be making hard-ass beats, it be the randomest dudes.
People, yeah, you right.
Never even expect.
It'd
random
be the random
white guys. Like, just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you're the alchemist?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kenny Beats?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, yeah, bro. That's like, shit. So, you know, I just don't understand it sometimes, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
That is the best way to approach it, and that's how I like to approach it, too. It doesn't matter how many people are there or what the venue is. You want to give that best
yeah.
performance, because you don't know who knows who.
Yeah,
exactly.
Man. Yeah.
And, I mean, honestly, that's the best way to go about it. You know, it's practice at the end of the day.
At the end of the
day. You're getting better.
Yeah.
And, you know, but another instance further on down the road, seeing Luck, we was recording at C Corp.
Yeah.
I want to know how you linked up with the boys at C Corp recording down there, because I'm leaving my session. I see Luck pulling up. I'm like, yo.
What's good?
If I'm right, or I think I met them through Twist.
Okay.
He on my live right now. He mad. You know what I'm saying? He like, why you ain't tell me, man? I'm doing it for us. But I think it was through Twist, bruh. And we worked a couple times. His man shot the Heaven to Hell video.
Oh yeah. Yep.
That joint did some numbers. Our joint starting to jump, man. I'm still sharing that joint, man. But that Heaven to Hell joint, I think we pulled like 9,000 on Facebook. I ain't even put it on nowhere else, just put it on Facebook. So, you know, my main goal, like even with my brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm the face, but I'm gonna bring my team with me, and whatever connections I got or whatever connection he can pull, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna do it together. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I know he mad right now that he not here, but at the same time, like,
he is here.
He, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so when it come to collabing or working with somebody, or, you know what I mean, I know you may not know Twin, like, talk about it, but mm-hmm. I can hit you like, yo, Twin wanna come through, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like, we all expanding, because now you might like Twin style. Mm-hmm. And so now you and Twin doing business, and it's cool because everybody fucking with each other. Exactly. You know what I mean? And that's my whole goal. Like, I want to show love. You know what I mean? I don't want no issue. I don't care who say they the best rapper. You know what I mean? My man pulled up on me about the shit I said the other night at T-Bone. <No. laughs> We just talking shit. It's friendly competition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's love. You know what I mean? Because I done really been through the ringer. Mm-hmm. I done beat 20 to life. You know what I mean? I done beat a kingpin joint. You know what I'm saying? I done the drug program. I done the penitentiary. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I done took losses. I done been my own client. You know what I'm saying? And I still bounce back. So I want to show a nigga love.
Yeah, for sure.
You dig what I'm saying? I want to figure out how me and you going to be able to make us a classic, to where my hood or who I fuck with going to be able to come and fuck with you. Or you might be beefing with my man. Mm-hmm. But me and Chator fucking with each other through the music. So now, in a sense, you jive like, well, I fuck with Chator, you know what I'm saying? And and my man, like, well, I fuck with Luck, so
we squashing it.
We gonna have, you know, if it unless it's really that serious, then me and you shouldn't even be, you know what I mean, in the talks. But if it's not that serious, bro, or something that's small, like, that's the problem with these niggas out here. Everybody wanna be a gangster.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Everybody wanna be a gangster, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wanna bust a gun. Everybody wanna be a killer.
Everybody want to be Aaron Hernandez.
Everything except real.
Everybody, you dig what I'm saying, bro? And like, I ran the streets, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was cool back then. But man, now you gotta figure out a way how to get some money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, get some money, bro. Like, I'm trying to treat this rap shit like how I used to treat the street.
Like, hustle hard.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out who the fuck is the plug. How the fuck me and you going, how the fuck I'm gonna be able to come holler at you and get you to fuck with me to the point where in the street talk, I'm gonna be able to come and buy one and you gonna front me one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna come and pay for 100 t-shirts and you fucking with me to the point where, you know what, bro, look,
you got
just because
it.
You fucking with me so hard, here go a free 50.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works. It's the same shit. I hear rappers say that all the time, like rap game, crack game, same shit. Same thing selling anything, bro.
I feel like what you're saying too, and what, like, it, I love that it's been reciprocated multiple times on this podcast, but it's all about like networking, but also just showing genuine like interest and love for what other people do. And like, that's how you grow. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when people, I feel like the people that realize that are the people that you see reaching other, like, higher levels than what we ever thought we could. because you can never do it by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, and we can't even do it with just what we have in Winchester, you know? It's like you're going to have to reach outside of what you know and who you know.
You got to stretch your legs sooner or later.
For sure.
You can't be grounded. Like, I grew up in Northern Virginia. Mm-hmm. Only lived out here. Winchester be 3 years. This side of Virginia be 10. I think we've been out here like 10 years after I came home out the penitentiary. In 2010, we moved out here. My mother packed everybody up and moved out here. So, like, I really ain't even been pushing no music for real down my way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, back home.
Back home.
Yeah.
Except for through Facebook and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we had a lit-ass show one night at Breakers. I mean, that bitch was packed. You know what I'm saying? But I still ain't been able to work with nobody from home yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't worked with nobody from out here. Mm-hmm. But I still throw the offer. Or, like, you know what I mean? Me and you talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't even no question. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to be able to, when I come to you for a favor, like, yo, I got a hook and a verse, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, let's fuck around.
Yeah.
And then it all circles back around to what?
100%.
You got one.
Everybody winning,
and you got one, bro. Yeah.
I'm going to start saying that shit.
I just need one.
I told Luck the other day I had a hook for him. He's like, bet.
He's in bet.
100. I think that was the response was 100.
Hey, man, shout out to my man, Shakur White and Cordell Dixon, man.
Whoop.
Yeah, just knife.
I want to also highlight Luck's work ethic when he gets in the studio. I love recording Luck because he comes prepared. He knows his lyrics, and most of the time, this guy's got his lyrics memorized.
Hey, tonight was probably one of the worst joints since I've been coming.
And that wasn't even bad. Like, I've been in sessions where it's
literally not
takes.
Bad at all.
Like, this guy took maybe 20 takes tops.
Real shit.
But nah, I love it when an artist comes in prepared. They know the direction they want to go. They know the sound they're trying to get. And, of course, they know the lyrics. And Luck always comes prepared.
You know what that is? That's a way to practice your craft.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, me and my baby mother be in the kitchen, and I turn the joint on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I turn the beat on. I sit there and get the writing. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And I walk away from the table and start the joint over. And you know what I mean? Even if it's four, even if it's six, keep repeating. So that way, Lord forbid, just in case the house catch on fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You see
here. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I mean? That's just the way how I feel like you should practice your craft, man. Like, football players go to practice. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're kind of the same way I am. By the time you get done writing that verse, it's pretty much memorized.
Yeah, it's
right?
Here. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, when I came back with the book, mm-hmm. it's like, damn, you had to get the book. Nah, it's my last six bars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything else,
here.
I got 12 up here.
Yeah.
I just got to make sure. I mean, what? I got 10 up here.
Yeah.
I just got to make sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The last six and whole time, I didn't even need the joint, mm-hmm. but just
it's
in
nice
case, you know what I'm saying? Just in case,
keep
you know what
prepared.
I mean?
I mean, that was so new, you hadn't even recorded it until tonight.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, I just got the joint. I just bought that beat today.
Okay.
And wrote to it? All right,
folks.
Nah, I've been
working on it.
I've been fucking with it, right?
Yeah.
And I don't like to come here unless I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And when I say I'm ready, I mean I at least got one verse and a hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if I ain't coming here with at least one verse and a hook, then I'm wasting your time. Unless I'm doing something for a mixtape, like I done a couple joints, you know what I'm saying? And like the video we shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't feel like I'm wasting your time because that's my whole situation. But if I'm coming here for like a song or for like a real track, two verses, well, I might, you know what I mean, be coming to put down something for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to come here and waste your time.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So I want to make sure I'm prepared. I want to make sure, you know what I mean, I got my music right. I got my verse right. You know what I mean? Whether it's on paper, whether it's in my head, on my phone. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I'm prepared. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not prepared, then motherfucker gonna look at you different.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Brandon will get annoyed, you know, like that.
I get annoyed easily, bro.
Like, and now, you know what I'm saying, the whole session.
Studio antics really be getting to me. Like, you got to come in here and be on your A game to impress me.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And
I give it the luck.
I tell my man them that, too. They be talking shit like, you don't want me on no verse. And I'm like, man, look, bring your A game, bro.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Bring your A game, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to call your name. I'm not going to make no diss. Like, verse, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, bring your A game because I'm going to bring my A game. Ooh, right. And my A game plus your A game.
It's a hit. It's crack.
Yeah.
It's a 4.0 GPA.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? So,
there
like,
we go.
It's, I mean, to me, the shit fun. Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, I still got a lot of shit to work on. I'm older than I look, you know what I mean? So I'm a little more seasoned, and that's why I really don't. You know what I mean? But I know I make fire. I know I talk real. I know I shout out or talk about shit that people have seen me go through, know where I come from. Like when I say I'm in the go-go, I'm really in the go-go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't go home as much as I would like to. When I say home, I'm saying Northern Virginia, mm-hmm. you know, because I got kids out here. But my hood still love me. My hood still love me, bro. Every time I go back home, you know what I mean? I still get love, man. If I pull up in Mayberry tonight,
it'd be hype.
No, it's not even that. It's not like I won't be able to knock on one person's door and not be able to walk in because I didn't leave no burnt bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't snitch on nobody. I ain't on nobody's paperwork. You know what I'm saying? I ain't done no sucker shit. I ain't robbed nobody. You know what I mean? I done had a couple issues with. I'm not saying down my way. I'm saying in general.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In general. Like, my man down Georgia, he talking shit. We talking shit to each other. And I'm telling him, like, bro, listen, you can probably go in a lot of different places between up here in Northern Virginia and, you know what I mean, speak my name and somebody gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, you're gonna be all right.
You ain't gonna hear no bad, you know what I mean? Like, oh, he a fuck nigga, man. Fuck him.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Unless it's somebody who really ain't on no shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I fuck with everybody that's really official. And that's why I think that my music is different. As in, I'm not pressed to be on nobody, you know what I mean?
When I listen to songs of yours, like, and Kept It 100 really stands out to me because it feels like you're talking to get stuff off your chest. Like you listen, needed to say that. Like somebody, you knew somebody out there needed to hear it.
That joint right there, man, I started to write that joint right after Lil Black died. Mm-hmm. Right? That's my personal dedication to my little cousin. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to put so much emotion and like, I wanted you to feel like it was your cousin.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? And like, it give you goosebumps when you listen to it. And when I get goosebumps, because I think my shit suck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm my worst critic, bro. I'm like, you know what same. I mean? Like, or like just now when we was recording, like, to me it sounded, that's why I turned and I looked at you like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You gave me a certain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wanted that joint to, like, I just wanted it to be so deep, bro. I just want that joint to be so deep. And like, I really wanted it to be, it's my dedication to my little cousin and to my family. But, like, more so, it's like, this me. Mm-hmm.
It's my catalog.
This a piece of me, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving y'all the hustler, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving y'all the convict, you know what I mean?
And the hated.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving y'all the hated.
The underdog.
And,
the
yeah, world. And now yeah. I'm giving y'all my heart. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? So that's all. I can't wait till it's done, man. I cannot wait till it's done. Bro, I got a mean-ass idea in my mind for the video. I got to get a couple permission slips signed. You know what I mean, and it's gonna be so tough. Like, I just vision the joint. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying?
See it like a movie.
Yeah, it's like a blueprint. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like a blueprint. And I just feel like in order to really, in my mind, in my game plan, is in order to really touch the people who I want to touch, I got to give you everything. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to give you all my business, but I'm going to give you some pain. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? I want you to be like, listen, man, this little nigga right here. Bruh.
Yeah.
You hear Shorty talking, like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
So now when you hear me, mm-hmm. or when you see me, like I don't even know home. Real live, Trav. We just standing out front. A joker come from across the street. Luck, what's up? Luck, what's up? I'm like, what's up? I dap him up in the middle of the street.
Hey, what's your name again?
And I want, you know what I mean? But he knows about the music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to turn you down. I'm not going to be no sucker or feel like I'm better than you because you approach me and I already know you, you know what I mean? Because I don't know you personally. So first thing you say is, oh, we got to link up about the music. You know about the music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how you got to it?
One.
That one. Mm-hmm.
And what I turn around and say to you, I don't even know this nigga.
He really did.
That's what happens when you're a celebrity.
And this is what he keeps talking about, you fan. Man, I ain't got no blue check next to that Instagram name, man.
Not yet.
Don't get cozy, bro.
Bring it back. Last year, you dropped a project, Back to the Block.
Back to the Block.
How'd
yeah,
that
the
feel getting the mixtape out there the way it was? I know you dropped single after single, and eventually it compiled into a mixtape.
Man, before I knew it, I had so many fucking songs. Cause I had just got out of jail in February of 2017. And I was like, man, you know what? I'm gonna make a fucking mixtape. Like, fuck it, everybody else rapping. Mm-hmm. I know I can rap. You know what I'm saying? Why not try to, you know what I mean?
Do my own thing.
And I know the people who really know me know that this ain't no bullshit. And I can put together a word, I mean, mm-hmm. some words, you know what I'm saying? So why not try it? And so before I knew it, I'm jumping on track after track. I'm finding beats that I like. And it ended up being all right, man. I ain't keep track of the numbers, which wasn't dumb, but, you know, I should have kept track of the numbers. But, you know, I really wasn't too pressed. I just wanted somebody to have my CD.
Yeah.
I feel it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was pressed for somebody just to be like, man, you know what I mean? Let me get your CD. So, you know what I mean? I'm just handing them motherfuckers out. Mm-hmm. I don't want no money, bro. You know what I'm saying? Here, just take my CD, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if you play it.
Right. Just take it.
Make me feel good for 2 minutes and take my CD.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
put it in the trash.
After I walk away.
Yeah. Do what you want.
You know, after I walk away. But right now, you my man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Man.
I love it.
But I love the outlook.
I love it.
Yeah, that shit was cool, man. Ruck got me together with the cover. Matter of fact, shout out to Ruck again. Mm-hmm. Ruck did the cover, bro.
Oh,
yeah, he did the cover. I was kind of sketchy at first about putting my daughter on it. You know what I'm saying? But then once the joint came through, you know what I mean? The back end that show all the songs and shit. Once that joint came through, I was like, I got the okay from you know what I mean? From wifey.
It just all made sense. It
yeah,
good.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put her on the next one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to put her on this one, man. And
that's love, man.
That's just how I am, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's how I am, man. Like, real shit.
You know, talking about kids, I had luck the other day because I couldn't make it to the show the night before. And I said something about I had to do the stepdad thing. Luck hits me with the realest thing I've ever heard. And I quote, he said, no thing is step. We just dads.
Big facts.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Big facts, bro. Big That's facts, bro. True. You know?
And yeah, so he said that and it blew me away. I'm like, man, that's probably the realest thing I've ever heard. Like, we are just dads. We're just out here raising and trying to guide the youth in the positive direction. And a couple years back, you guys were doing the Wolfpack football.
Yeah.
What got you into doing that aside from, you know, of course, giving back to the youth? Because I think that is huge. Like
that was like know. That was like me and Twist's dream.
Mm-hmm. Coaching a football team.
Well, playing football. All of us play football. Me, Twist, Sherman, JoJo. JoJo. Well, see, JoJo, our cousin. Uh-huh. JoJo grew up here, and we linked up with JoJo when we moved out here. But we all been playing semi-pro, and they play flag. Well, JoJo plays flag real heavy, and mm-hmm. you know what I mean. And my man, well, before I didn't know him, but this is my man now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love him like a brother. David Hogan and Dwayne Clark had put something up on Facebook about needing a coach. And, you know, I just like, I was bullshitting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was bullshitting, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't bullshitting, but I was bullshitting. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, I wanted to get involved with it, but I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah, I feel you.
You
I just know how to play football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what all came with it. And it ended up being like one of the greatest
experiences.
Not so much of an experience because it's just like you playing football.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It ended up, I'm not going to call it a lesson, but it ended up being one of the greatest, I'm just going to say one of the greatest like years of my life. You know what I'm saying? I got around some 9-year-olds and I really formed a bond with these little dudes. And I ain't gonna lie, bro, we went 0-7. But we should have been
don't mean none.
We should have been 4-3, but the 0-7 yeah, the 0-7 hurt me. Yeah. Right. But I was more worried about them learning how to play football because at 9,
yeah, it don't matter.
All you know is to get the ball and run.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You don't know technique, the fundamentals. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to correctly block, correctly tackle. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Straight up.
You dig what I'm saying? So me, Twist, my brother Sherman, who we call a nigga security because a nigga crazy. But We all got together and did the 9U thing, man. And it was, I'm not going to lie, man, it was so fucking cool, bro. It was so cool because, like, once they really started, like, paying attention, like, these niggas know what the fuck they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We was halfway through the season and they started clicking and we started scoring and they wasn't as nervous and I had some of the older kids like, man, I wish you would come up and coach with us. You know, not saying nothing against their coaches, but, you know, that's just how they felt. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because I think because we was the youngest coaches mm-hmm. out of the whole group, but they still show me love. You know what I'm saying? I still walk around with the Wolfpack hoodie on. You know what I mean? Listen, man, I will never, ever have nothing bad to say about them people.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best football program outside of where I grew up at. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? As in coaching these kids on how to play football and education and home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying nothing against no other program out here or league or nothing. This is just what I know. I don't know nobody out here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm meeting everybody on the fly. You know what I'm saying? I never seen you a day in my life until we started doing music now. Me and you, cool.
Yeah.
Same way how I met them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they gave me an opportunity. I went back for the second year, but that's when Lil Black ended up dying. And
just a lot going on.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, man, you know, my mind wasn't in the right place to try to coach some kids. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going through something. My family need me. You know, like out of all my cousins, I'm like my dad. Mm-hmm. And my dad is like the strongest one on his side. With, you know what I mean? Not him and my uncle. But, you know, me and some of my cousins, we like the strongest ones, and I just felt like my family needed me. So, you know, I told them, I was like, man, you know, it hurt, you know what I'm saying? But I got a role, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens for a reason.
You know
bro.
What I mean? Yeah. I got a role, bro, you know, and that was just what it was. They wished me well, you know what I'm saying? Sent me on my way, and it wasn't no love lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, I'll never talk bad about them people, bro, but I swear to you, homie, that's some of the funnest shit ever.
I feel like I've worked with kids before, and I just feel like you get so attached to their personalities and them, and then
yeah.
like learning them, and then when you see them do something that they couldn't do 4 weeks ago, you're like,
yeah, you know what I mean? Like you really see the progress attention. In them, yeah. Like yeah, like that shit is cool, and I love kids already. You know what I'm yeah. saying? So it was kind of the perfect fit. man, I wish my little cousin wouldn't have died. You know what I'm saying? Like, off the strength of him alone. But, you know, like, I wanted to coach football. I still want to coach football, but, you know, I got other obligations right now that need me. You know what I mean? And hopefully when the time come, I'll be able to get back into it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, hopefully it's before my little girl get older, because she's going to have to go to camp and everything. And, you know, I want to put her in sports.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a sports junkie, bro. I'm a sports junkie.
I could tell. You was in it. You was bro, like, we should have been 4-3.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's funny right there. He's like, man, we was 0-7, but we should have been.
Yeah, right.
Say we were. You know what I mean?
He's like, I remember.
Yeah, we should have been 4-3, bro.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. But, nah, look, since I've met you, like, you're one of the realest stand-up guy.
I appreciate it, man.
Like I mentioned, with the Wolfpack and, you know, giving back to the youth, that's just huge.
Appreciate it, man.
A lot of people don't get that opportunity nor go outside the box and take those opportunities. So you doing that is huge.
Yeah, man. Like, one thing I say, you can't say – well, I can't say family first, and I'm – saying fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying as in, like, let's say for instance, like with your joint you had at the Bright Box. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you were to call me and wanted to put me on the card, I can't tell you no. Mm-hmm. You're doing a fundraiser. You know what I'm saying? You're doing something that's positive, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't walk around here hollering this and you know what I mean? We trying to help a family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if it's 5 cents, you know what I mean? Like, that's just how I look at it, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I just try to spread positive energy, bro, because it's so much negative shit going on, man, you know, and people need help.
Thanks,
and nobody really putting their neck out there to worry about or to try to help and fix shit that really need to be helped, you know what I mean, or fixed, you know what I mean?
Or like, even addressed, yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's ass backwards to me sometimes, bro. That's why I just stay in my box and, you know, I try to keep it solid with just life in general. You know what I mean? Because I'm used to losing. You know what I mean? Whether it's life or whether it's freedom or whether it's a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, not saying nothing against my girl right now. I'm just saying in general, like, I'm used to losing. You know what I'm saying? And now it's a time where motherfuckers need to learn how to start being positive and try to, like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, listen. Not gonna say fuck your movement. Mm-hmm. How can I share your music? Or, you know what I mean? How can I turn a nigga on to come and get one of your hats or your shirts? Or how can I get somebody to work with you with, you know what I mean, your camera work? How can me and you collab? Like, it's just, that's what I was saying earlier about how the game fucked up, bro, because everybody think you trying to overtop them. And whole time, I'm trying to play fair with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Back low key.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I'm trying to play fair with you. Like, I'm not trying to charge you for no feature. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to motherfucking belittle you in no verse. I'm trying to figure out how me and you going to get this money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Feed everybody.
I can't feed everybody.
We can try.
But we can try. Yeah. Or at least
work together.
Me and you can work together where I can help you feed your family, you're going to help me feed my family. Right. If not, I'm going to help you get your name out there, you're going to help me get my name out there. Me and you don't have no problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But everybody always just think like, nah, man, fuck that nigga. Like, bro, man. That's why I don't pay attention to a lot of that sucker ass shit, bro, because
you can't.
You know what I mean? Motherfucker, swear to God that they're going to pull a trigger. All right, you pulled a trigger. Now you're going to jail, you fucking dummy.
Yeah, like you just wasted your life. Yeah.
Because you and Holmes had a disagreement over some music or some stupid shit instead of, you know what I mean?
Speaking on it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
That's why I just try to stay positive about shit now, bro, because
you do a good job. Cause
I
like,
try, man.
Obviously, like, every time I see you, always smiling,
man, I'll be
always
lit.
Happy. I'll be you lit. Would never know,
gas.
You know. Yo, and I'm sure,
gas.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Stuff happens in your life just like it happens in everybody's life, but yeah. You don't. You always meet every time I meet you, it's always good vibes.
Same,
so,
I mean, every time, you know, I've ever seen, like, first time I think I saw y'all, like, family first was at Los Totecos one night. And y'all was live, just having fun.
That's all we do.
Yeah, every time I see you since, that's just what it is.
Fun, fun fact about the Lost Tell Tacos night. That was the night we had two shows in one night.
Yeah.
We walk in, Travis like, you think we're going to be all right in here? I said, Family First is here. We good.
Yeah, he really told me that.
For real?
Yeah, because I was like, I've never been here before, and I got all
this.
This
was after we met at...
This was one of the more recent ones. Like, we've been doing, you know, we've been the Lost Tell Tacos for a while. But it was, you were performing halftime of the Go-Go Show, and so was Yella.
Oh, yeah.
The first nights Trav met y'all.
Man, I ain't seen bro in a while, man. I hope he doing all right.
Who, Yella?
Yeah.
Yeah, he coming up this weekend.
Shout out Yella, man. Yeah. Shout out Yella, man. And, yeah.
Shout out the whole Family First.
Good ass dude.
Lux got a lot coming this year.
Hey, man. Album on the way. Yeah.
Album on the way.
Nights in Mayberry. I'm giving this one back to my hood, man. Nights in Mayberry.
Where can they find you on social media?
On Instagram, Fan First Luck. On the book, Facebook, Luck Luciano. Shit, that's all I'm on for real, man.
And he about to be on all streaming platforms.
Yeah, I'm about to be on all streaming platforms with this album right here, because it ain't no holding back now. You know what I mean? It ain't no holding back the dog out the cage.
Hey. Look, take some notes. This man really reps it. He keeps it real.
Appreciate
you. 100.
Yeah, long live Lil Black.
Iron Skillet Podcast. Big whoop.